The Breakfast Show. Better than coffee.
Indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to today's breakfast show here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Time right now, we're just a few seconds after 7 o'clock, and I'll be sitting here keeping you entertained, hopefully, until about 10 o'clock this morning. Right, it is Tuesday, it is the 29th of August, and let me see, we've got a big birthday for today. I thought it might be a little bit long, but I thought, nope, because it's important. It's a gentleman, his name was Charles F. Kettering. He was born on this day, the year was 1876. He was an American inventor, engineer, businessman, and the holder of 140 patents. He was a founder of Delco and was head of research for General Motors for 27 years. And he was also responsible for leaded gasoline in association with the DuPont Chemical Company. Also responsible for the invention of Freon refrigerant for refrigeration and air conditioning systems. Matter of fact, both of those, sort of leaded petrol and Freon, not such good things in these days, are they? They've gone. But also, as well as that, for the development of Duco lacquers and enamels, the first practical coloured paints for mass-produced automobiles, so you didn't have to buy a Ford that was black. He led the advancement of practical, lightweight, two-stroke diesel engines, revolutionising the locomotive and heavy equipment industries. You see, they got so much done in those days, didn't they? Of course they did. No television or internet.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Painted to pure perfection. We had a real connection. Bodies aching, overtaken. You kept me at a distance, not asking any questions. Fingers pressing, learning lessons.
Beautiful lines on a Friday night, starting to wonder where we lost the magic.
Chasing favor, and I'm not faking neither. Take me higher, this will expire. Your self-obsession's boring. Sorry if I'm ignoring. Mindless actions lead to destruction.
Beautiful lies on a Friday night, starting to wonder where.
Just want the power.
And bring us in this morning, Ellie Goulding there, and Hour. And it's a nice, so quiet morning. It's a little bit like a Monday because we don't have any guests coming in this morning. So it's you, me, the music, Yasmin, and Ingrid going right through until 10 o'clock. Be a little bit early, not really, 10 and a half minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and let's see, this is Restless Heart. It's called When She Cries.
The road I have traveled on is paved with good intent.
When She Cries from Restless Heart. Quick good mornings. Let's say some quick good mornings. A good morning goes out to Renee and Mary Lou, Paul Dixon over in the UK, Ed Versailles as well. Good morning to you guys. Get round to saying a proper hello in a little while. The reason for that is because the time, really. It is time to sort of, well, I guess, get you in the shower, spruced up, smelling nice, and on your way to where it is. Happen to be going on this Tuesday morning, and let me see, what have I got for you? Ah, how about a little bit of Ocean? Billy Ocean. Love really hurts without you. 15 after 7 o'clock this morning. Go in the shower with you this morning. That is Mr. Billy Ocean and Love Really Hurts Without You. We are 18 minutes. That's after the hour, 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I'll tell you what, I see a lot of messages flying around this morning from midnight last night when we had, was it 5.1, I think it was, the earthquake at midnight. A 5.7 earthquake affected Colombia, Costa Rica, Panama. And it was 64 kilometers from Cuna de Madugandi, Camarca. So it was pretty close. Christina said to me this morning, did you feel that sort of earthquake last night? And I said, no. I didn't feel a thing. Apparently it was a bit of a shaker. And the thing about, because somebody, I noticed somebody said, oh, it's the strongest one here in Panama. It's not, because I remember one some time ago now. Luckily, some time ago now. It was strong. It threw all the pictures off the shelf in the lounge. But, anyway, I haven't heard of any possible injuries or damages, but I'll check up on that. I didn't feel a thing, but... Carole King did. 19 after 7 o'clock.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble whenever you're around. Oh, baby, when I see your face, mellow as the month of May. Oh, darling, I can't stand.
Nothing came tumbling down. There we go. Carole King, of course. And I feel the earth move. And, the last time we had a biggie like that, it did actually wake me up. But I don't. So I'm going to have to look at my watch and or my sort of sleep pattern overnight to see if I woke up at midnight. Oh, well. It's just as well. Here's a cover of Running Up That Hill, which I think is quite good. Come from Georgia.
Okay. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, yes, not dancing in the street. Dancing in the sheets, there we go, with Shalimar. Time on the Breakfast Show for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express. 648-14281. Give them a call. 648-14281.
Edinburgh Car Service Express.
La línea 3 beneficiará a una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel, atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
You are listening to us here on 89.3. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. The time is we're about 20 seconds after half past the hour of 7 o'clock, making our way up to 8 o'clock. Take a look at some of the stories in the international news this morning and a little bit of business as well. Donald Trump said on Monday that he would appeal the scheduling of a March 2024 trial over his alleged efforts to subvert his 2020 election defeat, though a legal expert said such a move was not possible before a verdict is reached in the case. I will appeal, Trump said in a post on his Truth Social platform. He did not say how or when the appeal would be made. A trial court's scheduling decision is not a legitimate basis for an appeal prior to a verdict being reached, according to legal experts. A faculty member at the University of North Carolina was shot dead in a shooting on campus on Monday, officials have said, adding a suspect was arrested and the threat was cleared by late afternoon. I'm devastated. The UNC, this is the University of North Carolina, community lost a faculty member in an act of violence on campus, the institution's chancellor, Kevin Guskiewicz, said in a statement. Police were notified of shots being fired at the Chapel Hill, North Carolina campus early on Monday afternoon, the chancellor said. He added that the suspect was apprehended and taken into custody. And a campus police officer chased a white gunman off Florida's first historically black university a few minutes before the shooter killed three black people at a discount store, the school's president said on Monday, 2 days after the attack. The gunman, Ryan Christopher Palmiter, 21 years of age, parked his car on the Edward Waters University campus in Jacksonville and was putting on gloves and a military-style vest when students spotted him. They summoned the officer. President A. Zachary Fison Jr. told reporters, providing new details about what occurred. Tropical storm Idalia swirled into a hurricane on Tuesday after skirting past Cuba as it closed in on Florida's Gulf Coast, where officials ordered evacuations and urged residents to brace for possible major Category 3 tempest, making landfall on Wednesday. Idalia was expected to attain major hurricane status with sustained winds topping at least 111 miles per hour. That's about 179 kilometers per hour. Expected on Wednesday morning before slamming ashore later in the day, according to the Miami-based National Hurricane Center. El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, could comfortably win the 2024 elections with 68.4% of the votes, according to an opinion poll released on Monday, despite a debate over his constitutional eligibility to seek re-election. The survey by the Center for Citizen Studies at the Francisco Gavidia University found that Bukele's closest opponent from the right-wing nationalist Republican Alliance had just 4.3% support. And a county in eastern China is offering couples a reward of 1,000 won, which is about $137, if the bride is age 25 or younger, the latest measure to incentivize young people to get married amid rising concern over a declining birth rate. The notice, which was published on Changshan country's official WeChat account last week, said the reward was to promote age-appropriation marriage and childbearing for first-time marriages. It also included a series of childcare, fertility and education subsidies for couples who have children. $137. Now, there's a good incentive to get married. Toyota Motor will restart operations at its assembly plants in Japan on Wednesday after a production system malfunction brought domestic output to a halt at the world's biggest selling automaker. Toyota will resume operations at 25 production lines of a dozen plants in its home market on Wednesday morning and added that the final two plants in the afternoon will be starting to work again. Sticking with the car, shares of Vietnamese electric vehicle maker VinFast surged 21% on Monday, extending a rally from last week, that more than quadrupled its market value to $160 billion. The company made a blowout debut on Wall Street this month and has quickly grown in valuation to become the third most valuable automaker, only behind Tesla and Toyota. But VinFast's small amount of publicly available shares has made the stock prone to volatility, with shares jumping or slumping more than 14% in 11 of the past 12 sessions. The United States Transportation Department on Monday fined American Airlines $4.1 million for unlawfully keeping thousands of passengers on the tarmac for hours, the largest ever penalty for violating the rule. Of the $4.1 million assessed, $2.05 million will be credited to the airline for compensation provided to passengers of impacted flights. And looking at stocks, world stocks rallied on Monday with sentiment supported by China's efforts to shore up its battered markets and lift confidence towards the world's number two economy. The dollar was broadly firm, touching a fresh high against the battered yen. Europe's broad stock 600 index hit a two-week high a day after posting its biggest one-day jump in about a month on China hopes. London's blue-chip FTSE rallied 1.5%, playing catch-up after Monday's UK public holiday. US stock futures, however, were mostly steady, suggesting some caution heading into Wall Street's opening. All this followed a 1% gain in MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan and 2% rally in Hong Kong stocks. Oil prices, well, they crept up on Tuesday as supply concerns from a hurricane hurtling towards the US Gulf Coast limited bearish sentiment about the possibility of another US interest rate hike undercutting demand. Brent crude, well, that edged 63 cents higher at $85.05 a barrel. That was by 10:26 Greenwich Mean Time. While US West Texas Intermediate crude, that ticked up 57 cents to $80.67 a barrel. There we go. There's a look. Some of the things happening in the world. So, coming up next, I think it's going to have to be, we're going to have to see if we can find some good news stories. As they call it, our antidepressant. But plenty of great music. That'll lift your spirits. How about this one from Zane? Hey, Mr. DJ.
Yep.
there we go. Yes, Zane, and hey, Mr. DJ. I suppose I better do my job then. A couple of good mornings. Let's start off. Paul Dixon. He's normally over there in South London. Good morning to you, Paul. Paul and Maria there over there. I'm trying to work out if somebody's working or it's all just holiday. Whatever it is you're doing, Paul, I'm sure it looks like you're having a wonderful time. He sent me a photograph of him and I guess two of the family girls in the swimming pool. It says 30 degrees here. That's cool. Have a wonderful time, Paul. You don't be a little nose. There's air traffic control live updates. This is over in the UK. Let me just tell you what that says. That says, quote, here we go. This is from the BBC. It says, people stranded as UK flight disruption sets to last days, it says here. And it's one of these live things that keeps referring. It says the air traffic disruption that hit the UK on Monday is set to last for several days, Transport Secretary Mark Harper warned. So if you're going over to the UK, be careful. Just get some advice beforehand, because there's going to be probably some disruption, cancelled flights, delayed flights, etc. So it's always fun travelling, isn't it? Let's also say very good morning to Ed Versailles. And let me see, he says, good morning, everybody. He says, wishing you all a great Tuesday. Quite a development last night with that earthquake that came out of the blue. Yes, the one that I didn't feel. Hopefully everybody's all right. Today I'd like to request Fires Don't Start Themselves, Darius Rucker.
All alone, peace and quiet. Call it busy, call it alive. And I don't tell you near enough just how much I'm missing us and making that temperature rise. But girl, I'm gonna show you tonight.
Yeah.
we go. Yes, Darius Rucker and Fires That Don't Start Themselves, and that's for Ed this morning. And let's also say a quick hello to Mary Lou with us bright and early this morning. Always great to hear from you. And just getting back to, I just found another piece about if you're travelling in or around the UK, especially Heathrow. It says air disruption after meltdown. Heathrow Airport said its services will remain significantly disrupted today after air traffic controllers across the UK experienced a technical fault. Thousands of passengers have been suffering lengthy delays and cancellations following the disruption to UK air traffic control systems. Now, people are stuck in the UK and abroad as national air traffic services limit the number of planes that are landing. Officials are investigating whether a single badly filed travel plan by a French airline was behind the meltdown, said the Daily. You blame the French, wouldn't it? They're just over there. I wouldn't imagine if you put a bad flight plan. Well, I suppose, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. Certainly. Anyway, let's say good morning to Renee, because the saga still continues. That is Renee's air conditioning issues. Been without it for a couple of weeks now. Good morning, still without AC. Oh, day 11 it is. And the landlord is buying 3 split units that will be installed on Saturday, as he does not know how long it is going to, how long it's going to take, it says here, to get the main board to be repaired. Well, that'll do. Better than no AC at all. Please play Reeling in the Years by Steely Dan. Of course we can.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years?
I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time?
There we go, Reeling in the Years, and that is Steely Dan, and that's going out to Renee with her air conditioning issues. Paul sent us some great pictures of him. He is on vacation over there in Bulgaria, absolutely wonderful. And he says, 32 degrees over here, and he says, he's on holiday, and hopefully flies back on Thursday, hopefully, being caused the issues with regards to the problems with air traffic control over there in, especially in Heathrow, over there in the UK. If you are keeping an eye on the time, by the way, we're just a few seconds away from 6 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, we look at the local news for you. We'll be chatting with, Ingrid, or finding, getting our everyday story of country folk, although I think she's in the city this morning. So we'll be checking up with Ingrid. I'm flying solo this morning. Poor Yasmin, she dropped me a little note early this morning saying, I'm sorry I won't be able to make it today. She has obviously eaten something, which disagrees with her. Both ends. So, Yas, get well. All right, we're thinking of you. And I can tell Yasmin's not here. Really, I mean, it's not just the fact her presence isn't here, but the sun's shining. And the blinds are up.
Succeed at last. Yeah. Persecution, you must fear. Win or lose, you gotta get your sheep. You got your mind set on a dream. You can get it, the money may be found. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really succeed at last. Don't you know me? Listen, Rome was not built in a day. Opposition will come your way. But the utter, the battle is seed. Is the seed of the victory found. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. That
Show with Jerry D.
Set me free, oh set me free, Lord.
There we go. Yes, two tracks going way back in time. Desmond Dekker, and You Can Get It If You Really Want It. Desmond Dekker, remember? They also did the song The Israelites. And following on there, The Kinks and Set Me Free. Time on The Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Con la construcción de la línea 3 del metro, día tras día, vamos haciendo realidad el sueño de miles de residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors, we'll keep you running.
Vale Motors.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio and Associates. Now, they've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000, get control, low cost, and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website www.yoinvertiertobien.com. YOINVERTIERTOBIEN.com. Your financial future is in great hands.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
My goodness, what a blowout last night was. Woo-hoo! Yes, we had a grand time with the family at the American Society election evening. It was a great night. Wow, we even had to add two extra tables. We had that so many people. It was a great time had by all. And the bar was flowing. Yeah, and the people were eating and talking and laughing. It was something to see. Got a lot of new people on board. Got a new board going on. Congratulations to the outgoing board. Y'all have done a great job. Me included. We were a great team. Thank you for being so diligent for the past 5 years. We haven't been able to reelect our board members for 5 years simply because we always have the election. Our board members run for 2 years, and we try to stagger their mandates, all the kind of stuff. But with COVID, we haven't been able to get together because we must vote in person because we don't have it in our bylaws to vote electronically. Well, anyway, we were out and about drinking all like mad and then decided, okay, let's go home. And we did. Once we got home, they said, let's drink some more beer. Yay! So we're celebrating because the girls have to leave tomorrow, so we wanted to party hardy last night. Had to introduce the cook and the cowgirl to the Aussie and see what was going to go on there. Nothing. Didn't happen. We tried. We sure did. We tried very hard. So anyways, the cook is still crashed out in the back area. She's She's tired. She's very tired. I have to go take my car in to get it repaired, and then I gotta head to another client. Boy, never any daylight burning under these shoes. Ha ha! Only grass. All right, well, let's see. Tomorrow is Humpity Hump Day, and I think the chef is going to stay one more day, maybe. I'm not sure. I know I need to stay 1 or 2 days, depending on when my car gets fixed. Yep, so I want to wish you all a very safe travel. Those of you who are going to travel out of city, out of state, out of country, don't let your wings get tired. Yeah, you guys all have a wonderful Tuesday, and back to you in the studio.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think about myself, and then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Hanging around downtown by myself, and I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself, and then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. I smell sex and candlelit here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Sex and candlelit here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, mama, this surely.
Oh, there we go. Yes, and that was Marcy Playground, Sex and Candy. Right, breakfast show time, looking at birthdays. We mentioned one biggie this morning when we opened up. I won't go through it again because it's quite long. Ingrid Bergman was born on this day. Of course, she was a Swedish actress, born on this day in 1915. Ranked as the fourth greatest female star of American cinema of all time by the American Film Institute. She's best remembered for her roles in Casablanca, Joan of Arc, For Whom the Bells Toll, Under Capricorn, Alfred Hitchcock's Notorious, and Spellbound. And another one we got, well, not just an actor, Sir Richard Attenborough, 1923, English actor, director, producer, and entrepreneur. As director and producer, he won 2 Academy Awards for the 1982 film Gandhi. As an actor, he is best known for his roles in Brighton Rock, The Great Escape, and 10 Rillington Place. That was a sort of like a scary movie. It was about it's a true story. It was about, I think it was Crippen, or one of the, one of those mass murderers in London. So it's quite a good movie, even if it is old. Jurassic Park, talking about old, and its 1997 sequel as well. And another one, Charles Grey, 1828. He was an English actor who was well known for roles including the arch-villain Blofeld in the James Bond film Diamonds Are Forever. Remember him? Sherlock Holmes, he plays Sherlock Holmes, brother Mycroft Holmes in the Granada television series, and as the narrator of the cult classic, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So there you go, a lot of people, actors with birthdays today. Would have had some of them. There we go with Sting and Mad About You. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're sort of making our way. We're about 20 seconds away from 28 minutes before 9 o'clock. If you missed the date, don't forget the Miss the News at 8. We do have it again for you at 9 this morning. When I was sort of rummaging through my music yesterday for something to play, and I was sort of thinking back of, because I lived a lot of my time in the UK, I lived around London. When I was broking trading, I worked in the City of London, so I used to go to all the pubs and the clubs and do the rounds and nice restaurants and whatever. And it suddenly reminded me. And it's sort of this particular song that I sort of came up with, and I was, say, searching through the through my music, and it's one from Madonna. and I said, I've just played it. Let me dig it out, because I say I did have it in my list, and I probably just can't see it. I'm going blind. When I was looking at the music, it reminded me of this one from Madonna, which I thought was really quite relevant. All the places I used to go and have fun, people I used to know and meet. This used to be my playground. There we go. Yes, this used to be my playground. So, yeah, when I rummage through the music and sort of thing, oh, gosh, yes, you know, I remember that. Used to go out. I mean, it was great fun. I'm very, very fortunate. I really enjoyed what I did for a living. And I still do. Right, let me... I got a yuck story. This, I was sort of looking at some of the news this morning, and I was sort of looking to see if I could find any happier. I found this. It's a really... This is a really weird story, and I say there's a bit of a yucky element to it. It's in a world's first. Scientists say an 8-centimetre, that's a 3-inch long worm, has been found alive in the brain of an Australian woman. The string-like structure was pulled from the patient's damaged frontal lobe during surgery in Canberra last year. It was definitely not what we were expecting. Everyone was shocked, said operating surgeon Dr. Hari Priya Bandi. The woman, 64 years of age, had for months suffered symptoms like stomach pain, a cough, and night sweats, which evolved into forgetfulness and depression. She was admitted to hospital in late January of 2021, and the scan later revealed an atypical lesion within the right frontal lobe of the brain. But the cause of her condition was only revealed by Dr. Bandy's knife during a biopsy in June of 2022. The red parasite could have been alive in her brain for up to 2 months, said the doctors. The woman, who lived near a lake area in southeastern New South Wales state, is recovering well. Her case is too believed to be the first instance of a larvae invasion and development in the human brain. Researchers said in an emerging infectious disease, by the way, journal, which reported the case. The neurosurgeon who found the worm said she'd only begun to touch the brain part that had shown up strangely in the scans when she felt it. I thought, oh gosh, that feels funny. You couldn't see anything more abnormal, said Dr. Bandy. And then I was able to really feel something, and I took my tweezers and I pulled it out, and I thought, gosh, what is that? It's moving! And everybody was shocked, and the worm that we found was happily moving quite vigorously outside the brain, she said. Well, she consulted her colleague Sanjay Senanayake, an infectious disease expert, on what they should do. Everybody in that operating theatre got the shock of their life when the surgeon took some forceps to pick up an abnormality, and the abnormality turned out to be a wriggling, alive 8-centimetre light red worm, said Dr. Senanayake. Even if you take away the yuck factor, there is a new infection never documented before in a human being.
Shy, so far. dress, still looking for something to slip down the dress. And she said, let's make it perfectly clear. She said, I wanna be loved by you.
Quite aptly, yeah, there. That's Jim Stafford and Spiders and Snakes. Gives you the shivers, doesn't it, really, thinking about that. Absolutely brilliant, isn't it? Santana and Evil Way. Gosh, I remember when that came out. It was from the 1969 self-titled debut album. It was written by Clarence Sonny Henry and originally recorded by jazz percussionist Willie Bobo. That was on his 1967 album, Bobo Motion, alongside Santana's release in 1969. Evil Ways was also recorded by the band, believe it or not, the Village Callers. And the lyrics of the song are written in a simple sort of verse form, which means I can understand it. Released as a single in late 1969, it became Santana's first top 40 and top 10 hit in the United States, peaking at number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100 the week of March 21st of 1970. Just happens to be my birthday. That was 21. Greg Rowley performs the lead vocals and plays a Hammond organ solo. I love the sound of that Hammond organ in that track. The middle section and as well. That's it. That has brought us time-wise. We're about coming up for 11 minutes before 9. This is Fleetwood Mac. If your name is Sarah, good morning to you. This one's specially for you.
Sea of love.
There we go, Fleetwood Mac and Sarah. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are just 5 minutes away from the top of the hour. And let me see, I was just sort of taking another little sort of rummage here, and it's about, you know, what's going to happen with robots. I tell you what, I'm going to save, because we're coming up towards the top of the hour, I'm going to save it for when we come back in the last hour. Give me something to talk about, won't it? Take us up towards the top of the hour, though. Beautiful song from Bette Midler, From a Distance.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
En la carretera Panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
All the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Thank you.
there we go, yes, and that is Aha, of course, and Take On Me. Now that is going back, 1984, and that was released, I think it was about October time. And it was released October, if I remember rightly. Produced by a guy called Tony Mansfield and remixed by John Ratcliffe. The 1985 international hit version, now that was produced by Alan Tarney for the group's debut studio album, which was Hunting High and Low. The recording combined some synth pop in there with various instrumentation, including acoustic guitars, keyboards, and drums. And they brought out an album, by the way, not so long ago, which was pretty good. So we'll have to dig that one out as well. Played a couple of tracks off of that. Meanwhile, this is Mr. Ronnie Dyson. Oh, Mrs. Ronnie Dyson. If you make me make love to you, then why can't I touch you? Oh, my Ronnie Dyson. Right. An Adele fan has thanked Adele, the star, for standing up for me after she paused the concert on Saturday when she saw a security guard telling him to sit down. The singer was playing as part of her Las Vegas residency, but stopped while performing Water Under the Bridge. Now, the male audience member was singing along enthusiastically when another fan sitting behind him and the security guard told him he was blocking the view. Adele spotted that and paused the song, telling the guard to leave him alone. The fan used the selfie stick to record the interaction, which he later posted on TikTok. Now, the video opened with him standing up and singing along to I Drink Wine before a woman told him, "Look behind you, everybody's upset." The fan then sat down. But when the song concluded, Adele told the crowd, "You can stand up." Other audience members also began to stand, but the fan, excited to have apparently been referenced by Adele, started screaming and jumping up and down as the singer began Water Under the Bridge. While Adele was singing that, after the fan was toasted down, a staff member then approached the fan. This was after he, jumping up and down and having a good time. A staff member then approached the fan, who assured him he would stay calm. Well, halting the song, Adele said, "What's going on with that young fan there? He's been bothered so much since I came on for standing up. What's going on with him?" She told the staff, "Why are you bothering him? Please, can you leave him alone?" And then she told the fan, "They won't bother you. You enjoy the show." Security guard told him, "You don't have to sit down. You're fine. Stay right here." The singer then asked the band to start again and told the audience, "Look, sorry guys, he's been bothered the whole show by security about people sitting behind him. He's here to have fun. all of you are here to have fun. Well, afterwards, the fan wrote on TikTok, Adele, thank you so much for this breathtaking night and for standing up for me so that I could live your concert as it should be. I still cannot wrap my head around the fact that I was in the same room as Adele, sang every song with her, and even stopped the show to defend me. You gotta have a laugh, wouldn't you? When you're there enjoying the show, just get up and, well, twist and shout. There we go, yes, and twist and shout from the Beatles, and that when you did that, when you went to a concert in those days, you stood up and you had a jolly good time and you screamed and you jumped up and down. And that was just the boys, let alone what the girls were doing. A Hard Day's Night, that reminds me, that one there, listening to that one. Twist and Shout, A Hard Day's Night, which was of course it was a song, but it was also movie, a 1964 movie. It was directed by Richard Lester and starring, of course, the Beatles, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Ringo Starr, and at the height of Beatlemania. And this was just it because, 1964, I was 15. And my mother came with me to go and see the movie. It was in Leicester Square. And I remember this was a movie. This wasn't a concert or anything. And I remember sitting there and you couldn't hear the movie. All the girls in there were screaming their heads off. That's a movie, for heaven's sake. But it was a great movie. Well, we've already done Twist and Shout, haven't we? This is A Hard Day's Night. We're 27 and a half minutes before 10.
Give me everything. So why on earth should
there we go. Yes, remember it well. That's screaming. That was just me. The Beatles on A Hard Day's Night, wasn't absolutely brilliant. I mean, that's so well known, not just for the song itself, but for the beginning, isn't it? It's sort of... You'd know it anywhere, wouldn't you? Just that one chord. Right, Johnny Hates Jazz. Don't let it end this way. We're not going to. We've got about another 15 minutes to go. Oh, 20 minutes to go, I think. No sneaking off early.
The minutes are slipping away as we say our last goodbye. Bid the world a fond farewell. We're sharing a final embrace when the lights begin to fade. It's a tale they had to tell. I'm wiping the tears from your face so I can't control myself. God have mercy on us all. The chapter's ended, a story that only just begun. First the rising and the fall. But don't let it end this way. Before you can go, something that I'm saying. Had a book in my hand that I didn't understand. Now I witness everything. So won't you come closer, my love? Now our time has nearly come. Take your bow and leave to stay. But don't let it end this way. Before you can go, something that I must say. Don't let it end this way. It's too late to cry. Loving, oh.
ago, Otis Redding and My Girl. Some great soul music there. He was an absolute brilliant. Of course, he's the one sitting on the dock of the bay that was posthumous after he was killed, sadly. This is the Ivy League, going back in time as well. Tossing and Turning. What a couple of you were doing last night after the midnight shaker, bit of an earthquake last night. It's interesting because I checked my sleep monitor and I was actually sort of conscious, so it must have woken me up, but I just probably turned over and went back to sleep again. Anyway, let me see, music-wise, how about the Style Council? We haven't played them for a while. Have you ever had it blue is the name of the track? Fifteen before the hour of 10 o'clock, if you keep an eye on the time.
shackles round the sun. And the holder of the keys turns out to be the one. The girl you had your heart set on. Have you ever had it blue? Have you ever had it blue? Have you ever had it blue?
Yes, Style Council, and Have You Had It Blue? Right, to tell you what, I've got a great track taking us out of this morning's programme. It's a cover, Miss Sarajevo is the name of the song, and it was covered by George Michael, which I think is an absolutely brilliant cover. Well, George Michael doesn't do much wrong in my eyes anyway. But I also remember there was a performance with Placido Domingo once, and not Domingo. It was, my mind's gone blank. It'll come to me in a minute, but the big one. but this is George Michael's Miss Sarajevo. Pavarotti, there we go. I knew we were coming in. Luckily, before the end of the programme. Before the end of the programme.
Is there a time for different colors? cause different names you find it hard to spell. Is there a time for First Communion? A time for East 17? Is there a time to turn to Mecca? Is there time to be a beauty queen? Here she comes. It's turn around. Here she comes. Sophia in her crown.
There we go, what a great track. George Michael's rendition there of Miss Sarajevo. And that's it, that just about brings us to the end of our Tuesday morning programme. It was literally me flying solo this morning because poor Yasmin's not feeling too good. So get well, Yas, and don't come back till you feel you're good and fit. Alright, so big thanks to Yas. And anyway, I'm sure she's, well, I know she was, because she sent me a message working away there from home. So I think she does all our, all the business here in the show, apart from play the music, really. Keep talking. does all our bookings and our social media, etc., etc. Big thanks to Ingrid for checking in with us today for our Everyday Story of Country Folk, although she was languishing here in the city. She went to a meeting at the American Society last night. So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the UK. Boys and girls, the group of graduates, keep us up and running. And as always, not to let us forget you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on this morning's breakfast show. All being well, tomorrow we'll be able to talk movies with Andreas. With a bit of luck he'll be in, because he was not feeling too good last week. It must be something that's going around. So hopefully he'll be able to join us tomorrow. So, anyway, to you lot, listeners, advertisers, sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We know you've got a choice as to what you do with your time. If you've been spending some with us, big thank you. Do stay tuned. Two Chat SOS is coming up with Gigi. Great programming, of course, right through the day here on Cool FM. Just remains for me to say, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, please, please, please do it carefully. What do I say? 7 o'clock tomorrow? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.